Getting Erev Shabbos, everybody. A good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Thank you to our generous sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, my dear friends. It's Chus for Chaya Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredo. Our learning should be a Chus. And we should hear only Besoros Tov as the best of news. Before we dive into what we have been studying, which is different interpretations and understandings of what it means to have a Neshama Yisera, what does it mean to have an endowed soul, a greater expanded soul, to be more in touch with our soul on Shabbos, I have to share with you a Shem Yishmuel, because I've received it from so many people today. Everybody is so excited, and the Sachet Shav Rebbe is making the rounds. The great Sachet Shav Rebbe, Shmuel of Sachet Shav, the Shem Yishmuel, says the following. This is the final Shabbos of the year. Ready or not, next Friday night is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore that makes this the final Shabbos of the year. The last Shabbos of the year, this is it. This is it. This is the last opportunity to be on our best behavior. This is our last opportunity to display and demonstrate that we understand what Shabbos is really all about, and to be able to be elevated and enriched to fully live Shabbos. This is it. The kasher Shabbos zuhi ba'ona gudvekas kadasu misakin ba'kol Shabbos hashana. When this Shabbos, we don't delay, we don't procrastinate, we're not lazy, we're not tired, we don't run through the meal, we don't fall asleep in our soup, but we sing the Zmiros and we have great conversation and we exchange Divrei Torah and we laugh and we cry and we have Shabbos transform us and elevate us. When that is our Shabbos experience, then says the Shem Yishmuel, the Sachet Shav Rebbe, then kol ha'oros mikol Shabbos hashana kulum nikbetzu ba b'Shabbos zu. You ever come, not you, do you remember maybe when we were younger and you came in front of the professor, the teacher, and you said, look, I didn't pay attention a lot, and I didn't take the class seriously a lot, and a lot of the quizzes and the tests I didn't do as well as I could have. Is there any way I can make it up? And the compassionate, merciful teacher may have said to you, I'll tell you what, the final's coming up. Apply yourself, work hard, do well in the final, and I'll count it as if you applied yourself and you did well in everything that came before. Well, the final's coming up. This is the final Shabbos of the year. Next Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah. Says the Heilige Sachet Shav Rebbe, this is it. This is our last opportunity to really, it's an os. This is the sign. Os, bein yovein bein Yisrael, os hi liolam. What is the sign, the symbol? What is the signal? What is the measure or metric? How well we're doing with the Ribono Shalom? The answer is Shabbos. Do we love Shabbos? Do we wait for Shabbos? Are we excited by Shabbos? Do we extend Shabbos? Our attitude towards Shabbos. Okay, back to our regular scheduled learning. So we were examining the different understandings or interpretations of what it means to have a Neshama Yisera. First we began with the Baba Maisa. Or is it? Yes, maybe it is, but not entirely. That what? You can't gain weight on Shabbos. That you can't gain what but what you eat on Shabbos. It's a Rashi in Beitza, Rashi in Beya. It's based on a lot of different sources, Rabbi Nachmanon and Tainus and others, that associate food and Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera, and we can't repeat the whole thing, the Alexander Rebbe, but the idea was that all week long there's a tension, there's a conflict. My guf and my neshama, eating is an animal impulse, but on Shabbos, the su'udah of Shabbos is so transformative. The su'udah of Shabbos is itself a mitzvah, getting lost and immersing ourselves and enjoying the food of Shabbos. The su'udah of Shabbos transforms that act of eating from an animal-based act to an elevated holy act, and that is the Neshama Yisera. The second interpretation we saw was from the Tshuvas HaRashba recorded from a Yesh Mefarshim, that menucha, serenity, peace, rest, that's Shabbos. All week long, I get no rest. All week long, it sounds like it's a country song or something. All week long, we can have no rest. All week long, we're worried. We're worried about the news, we're worried about the do list, we're worried about the obligations, we're worried about the responsibilities, we're worried about what will be. Shabbos comes, we take all of our worries and we put it up on a shelf. And we enjoy a 25-hour period that is worry-free. Me'ein olam haba. We are whole, we are complete. And then Motzei Shabbos will make Havdalah. It'll be waiting for us there again. So the menucha, the serenity, the peace of mind that we can discover, that we can find on Shabbos, that's the Neshama Yisera. The third interpretation was the Shleimas HaBriya, the idea that the creation of the world ascended. It began on Motzei Shabbos. It culminated on Friday. Motzei Shabbos, we're going back to the beginning. We're going back to go, back to the start. And that we're sad to lose that Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera is that on Friday, we reach the pinnacle, we reach the peak. Okay, that brings us up to two new interpretations this week. Kosov Rabbeinu Chananel in Beitza. This is from this beautiful Sefer we've been learning called Sefer HaShabbos. Kosov Rabbeinu Chananel, Beitza. Neshama Yisera Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'odem Be'er Shabbos Shemar Kishesh Yomim Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim Yisaretz Uvayom HaShavi'i. The Gemara there says, Rabbeinu Chananah quotes, that Misham Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us on Erev Shabbos, an endowed, expanded, more elevated, more intense soul. As it says, 6 days Hashem created heaven and earth. And then what? On the seventh day, what did He do? Kol Markosh Nivru Ba'olam Lizanei Vahem, Nishmasam Yamashvi Nivru Umizraveches Umizgadeles B'Shabbos, became a Shabbos Vavei Avda Nefesh, Klomar, Nismata Hanashama Adkam Lashono. That is Rabbeinu Chananah in Beitza. Everything that was created in this world is for us to get pleasure. Many don't understand this. We don't have time to expand upon this right now. The Ramcha writes this in Mesilas Yesharim, that the purpose, the reason that God created the world was lehisanig al Hashem, to get high on God. Many people think, and many people had a very poor Jewish education that led them to believe that Judaism requires sacrifice and giving up. And we don't have pleasure. We're moser nefesh. The non-Jews, they get all the pleasure. We get all the responsibility. That's what it means to be a Yid. Okay, it's an interesting thought, but that's not Yahadus. The Ramchal says, it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Lisaneg al Hashem. Oneg! Not just Oneg Shabbos. Lisaneg al Hashem. We get the ultimate Oneg. Hashem wanted us to have the greatest pleasure. And you know what the greatest pleasure man is capable of? The greatest pleasure that we're all capable of is a relationship with Hashem. He's the source of all pleasure. So in whatever way we can connect with Him, that is the source of all pleasure, and that is the greatest pleasure that all of us can, that all of us can get. That's why He created everything. Neshmasam be'mashvi nivru, so therefore our neshama too, which is a creation. Hashem blew His breath into us. He created us. He made us living, animated, dynamic beings. We too are a creation, which means we are here for oneg. And when He takes that away on Motzei Shabbos, Vay Avda Nefesh, Vayi Nafash, Vay Avda Nefesh, the neshama somehow is diminished. Vayim Dvarim Mechudashim, V'nir D'mefarshu V'yam HaShvi, D'koy Ala El, Hanidu V'yam HaShvi, Nishlam HaBriya, Shenivri Bonish Moseim. On the seventh day, we were completed. First, He created the guf, the body. We were like a golem. And then He, Vayipach Ba'apav, He breathed into us. He brought us to life. V'siyam HaKro Shabbos Vayi Nafash, Hainu B'motzei Shabbos, Nizmot HaNeshama. Listen to this, Orachayim. Listen, my dear friends, my holy Erev Shabbos brothers and sisters. Listen to this amazing Orachayim, the Orachayim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar. This is what the Orachayim writes. Od yesh lahayir, omra vayichal alukim ba'yam ha-shvi, mashma, ki ba'yam ha-shvi asa malacha. You think about this ever? He's not the first Yor HaChaim, he's not the last. Many discuss this question. The pasuk says, Vayichal Elokim, Hashem stopped by Yom HaShvi on the seventh day, working, and then He rested. One second, the timetable's off. What should it say? When did Hashem stop working? On the sixth day. At the end of the sixth day, He stopped working, called it a day. Seventh day, He rested. So why does it say, Vayom HaShvi, Asa Malacha? What do you mean, on the seventh day did Malacha? The kilo also he finished it. Ain't no kinki be a mashishu. Venira sheichav in a kasa lomar aderech omram ki haolam hayarofei veroyed ad sheba shabbos venes kaim haolam venes asad vakavanu ki beyom shabbos bor Hashem nefesh haolam vusod omra uvayom hashvi ish shabbos veinafash perish nish b'shefa hachyuni b'chol nevroam ki kodem shabbos lo yinafash lo nevroam vushamar kasa veichal alukim perish shakila Hashem beemtzos yom hashvi malachto asher asa hamalach shekvar asa adayin haisa chaser adover amamid uveemtzos yom hashvi bo nigmar ha'inyan. Hashem created a whole world. And he designed a world. And He pressed go and start on that world. He created an incredible and beautiful world. But the culmination, the climax, the fulfillment, the completion of the world was when He added all the neshamas to that world, and when He pressed start, when He pressed go, when He turned it on, when he plugged it in, when He put the batteries in. That was Shabbos. So therefore, we discover the capacity for a neshama on Shabbos. That's when we most come alive. That's when we're most in touch with our soul, with the truth and the essence of who we are, with our core. That's when we tap into and we touch eternity and our immortality. It's the soul. All week long, the body. Housing the body, driving the body, feeding the body, caring for the body, going to doctors for the body. The body, the body, the body, the body, the body. Shabbos, of course, the body. We talked about the great l'chaim and the great food. Some I see are enjoying the toa meah right now. I'm going to hit that right after we finish. The body, Shabbos, absolutely enjoy. A shtik toa meah. Enjoy. But on Shabbos comes Vayinafash the nefesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu completed the reason that He created it all. Which part is lehisanig al Hashem? What gets the pleasure from Hashem? The body gets the pleasure from the here and now, from the world. The body is the vehicle through which the soul expresses its free will, and the soul's ultimate pleasure is making the right choices, being disciplined and sovereign and dignified. and therefore being godly. That is the ultimate pleasure. So Vayom Ashvi Shavas Vayinafash, on the seventh day he rested. It should say at the end of the sixth day he finished his work, and then he rested the seventh day. It sounds like he finished his work on the seventh day. And the answer is he did. What was that last work that had to happen on the seventh day? For us to have a knowledge and awareness that we have a soul. And that's what it means to have a neshama yisera, to come back each and every Shabbos and remember and return to our roots. Some quoted as C.S. Lewis, it was others, unclear exactly who said it, but, and I quote this all the time, I did not originate it, but you've heard it from me, we're not a body that has a soul, we're a soul that has a body. If you talk to most people, they'll say, I'm a body. What you see in the mirror, what I indulge, what I pamper, what I'm vain about, that's me, I'm the body, I'm what you see in the mirror. That's me. You know, I saw one of my friend's colleagues posted something very interesting today. He said, teaching Torah over Zoom these last 6 months has, for the first time in history, made a person look at themselves while they're teaching. Right? In shul, when I give shiurim, I never hold up a mirror while I'm giving a shiur. I'm looking at all of you right now, but I'm looking exactly at myself. Very self-consciously. It's changed everything about teaching. Very self-conscious. But whatever platform you're teaching on today, in this corona pandemic world, we're seeing ourselves. And when we look in the mirror and see ourselves, we make the mistake of thinking, that's who I am. Oh, I'm a body. That's who I am. I think someone once told me, and maybe I once felt it for a brief moment, I also have a soul. But that's really the opposite. Really, we're a soul. We were created in the Sheshishmei Bereshis, from the 6 days of creation we existed. And our soul will be extracted from this body, ascend on high, and it will live eternally. We have an immortality because we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we return to our roots. And for a very short period of time, this week's parasha, maybe 120 years, maybe more, maybe less, Chas V'Shalom. In the span of eternity, 120 years is nothing, the blink of an eye. The soul is placed in the body down here. Why that is? For a whole other time. Why Hashem created the world that way? For a whole other time. But the soul is placed in the body. So who's the real me? The real me is the soul. The real me is the one on fire. The real me is yearning for more. The real me is the one who gets a geshmak from a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving nachas ruach to Hashem. That's the real me. The body? I got to also take care of the body. So when do we discover vayinafash? When do we discover our nefesh haneshama? The neshama is yesera. All week long I know I'm a soul that has a body. But you know what? It's hard to remember that. If you go to work 6, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and you're negotiating, and you're cutting deals, and you're doing work, and it's all about the profits, and the bottom line, and the revenue, and it's all about the body, the physical, the material, the here and now, it's hard to remember sometimes that we're a soul, and that we have a body. We feel like a body that has a soul. Shabbos comes, vayinafash. Shabbos comes, and we remember neshama yisera. Shabbos comes, and that all goes on hold. I'm not connected to this world. I'm not reading, I'm not listening, I'm not watching, I'm not going, I'm not running, I'm not doing. I disconnect in order to reconnect to what really matters. And nothing matters more than my soul, because what am I? And what can I be without knowledge and awareness of my soul? So just like Hashem vayina fash, we have the neshama yisera. Shabbos is when we are in touch once again with our soul, that we get ready. And that's why you have Shabbos clothing. You change everything, even about the body, to remember we have a soul. I put on my Shabbos dikah malbush, my Shabbos clothing, and my Shabbos tablecloth, and my Shabbos panim, p'nei Shabbos nekabla. I put on my Shabbos panim, not my fabisana, worried, anxious, wrinkly, weekday vacha dikah panim. I put on my Shabbos panim, my relaxed, and my happy, and my joyous, and my confident, and my calm. I put on my Shabbos dikah panim. All of that about the guf is to remind me that who I really am is this neshama. It's the neshama. I'm royalty. I come alive when it comes to Shabbos vayinafash. So that is the fourth interpretation of what the neshama yisera is. And Amir Tashem, we will pick up with it next week. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy. Wishing everyone the most wonderful, as the Shem Yishmu, the Sacha Shabbos said, the final Shabbos of the year. May this last and final Shabbos be lived to its fullest, to reflect wonderfully on all the Shabboses that came before. Have a great Shabbos. Shabbos, good Shabbos, everyone.